Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Jeff Silver, off counsel with Dickinson Wright. We'll talk about the old days in Nevada, yeah, the mafia days. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Kyle Roerink, Larry Mathias, and Warren Hardy. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Cowboys aren't born, they're made. Through hard work, long days, learning the ropes. Welcome to the Reno Rodeo. Okay, let's go. The wildest, richest rodeo in the West, the Reno Rodeo.
Get your tickets today.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You know, everybody's been talking about the Tesla effect. Here's our reality. Construction is booming. Roads are under construction. And the job creation and our market, it's booming. Our stable tax base is growing. And thank you, Governor Sandoval and all of the legislators for delivering on this promise. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome to the program for the first time, Jeff Silver, off counsel with the law firm of Dickinson and Wright. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Yeah, thank you for having me here, Sam.
I've got to start out with saying to you that there has been so much tumult in the law industry in Nevada. What's going on?
It's one of those who knew, you know, the things that we consider to be institutions that will last almost forever seem to be in jeopardy right now. And there's been some peril in the legal profession here in Las Vegas, for sure. The number of firms that had been founded in the 1960s, 1967, have found themselves shutting their doors. And my law firm, my former law firm, Gordon Silver, certainly had that same situation happen to them. They were looking for critical mass. And sometimes when you search for critical mass by expanding in certain areas, you end up in critical condition. And that's exactly what happened with us. We were looking to expand the firm base in bankruptcy. And we also added a firm in a partnership in Reno. That was across the board a general practice, and that did quite well. But when we looked for bankruptcy specifically in Phoenix and in L.A., it turned out to be a net loser because bankruptcy is not really the hot practice, especially right now.
And that's a good thing in terms of the country, that we went through such a crazy period, you know, since 2008, that now at least things appear to be calming down. But all businesses have to adjust. I want to go back in time. You know, with the passing of Kirk Kerkorian, it took a lot of us back to the days of before Kerkorian and Howard Hughes. We know who ran Las Vegas. You were around and very much involved in those days. Share with us, if you will, your experiences.
Well, I didn't have any experience directly with Kirk Kerkorian, although Howard Hughes certainly was a prominent figure at that time, although he was certainly a shady and mysterious figure. No one ever really saw him. His operations were conducted through his nominees. And the whole tenor of Las Vegas was changed by him because what he did is he purchased properties that had been once previously identified as being associated with organized crime. So he did a lot for the overall gaming community by acquiring assets that were somewhat tainted by their reputation.
And you know, it's interesting. Michael Green was talking on NPR a couple of days ago after the passing of Mr. Kerkorian that it really confused everybody because all of a sudden IRS reports were being turned in. Stockholders were actually getting money. There wasn't a skim going on. So it was interesting days back then.
Yeah, it definitely was. Of course, you know, we were in the process when I was on the Gaming Control Board of clearing out organized crime and the last vestiges of ownership by organized crime. It used to be in the old days that when you wanted to open up a casino, the only one you could rely upon for expertise were the people that operated illegal gambling in the East Coast or in the Midwest. And there was a sea change once we had enough experience in operating these kinds of facilities to say we didn't want that extra scrutiny by the federal government. And Grant Sawyer, who was governor at the time, he directed his Gaming Control Board staff to do what they could to clean out the industry of those people who had created such negativity for the state of Nevada.
And you know, it's interesting you bring that up. I was raised in London, England, and worked in the off-track betting world. And when they legalized off-track betting, it was the same situation. The people who knew how to run things were the criminals, and they suddenly became legit until time had passed, and then people have been brought into the scenario. But I do think it's interesting that, you know, that's what happens.
Yeah, we used to have the gaming regulatory operation run by the Nevada Tax Commission, and they used to say you weren't suitable if you had unsuitable antecedents, and that was their way of saying that you were connected with organized crime. After that, people actually had to go through the scrutiny of a very detailed and extensive investigation by professional law enforcement investigators. And if they had any problems, such as Frank Rosenthal did when he came forward, they were certainly brought to the fore in the embarrassment and the scrutiny that was a part of that investigation. Changed the whole landscape of Las Vegas gaming.
You know, and it's interesting you bring that up because for so many people, Casino was one of the great movies of all time. Lefty Rosenthal was the main character in that movie. At the time you were on the control board, did you ever fear for your life?
Oh, yes. There was a couple of times that I recall, one in which an individual wanted to come and give me some information as an informant. And he was afraid he was being followed, so he suggested that maybe he could come over to my house on a weekend. And I had some second thoughts about that. But he did actually come over around 10 a.m. on a Saturday and gave me the information that he thought was necessary for me to conduct a review. And no one ever saw him alive since that time. I was the last one to see him alive. His car was found at McCarran Airport 2 weeks later, and they haven't seen or heard from him since. And other times, I remember when I was on the board, the FBI agents would call me and say, come on down and look at this wiretap transcript that we have. And I'm reading through the pages, and they're saying, we got to kill this Silverman guy. They had my name wrong. Then the last page, they said, no, it's going to create too much heat, so we won't do it. And, you know, I breathed a sigh of relief. But that's the kind of thing that was going on right then. And you can see that various people who were involved in the industry, like Jay Vandermark, the guy who stole money from the slots at the Stardust, he was never found again. His son was killed. They definitely played for keeps.
I remember Al Brownlett, the head of the Culinary Union, out in the desert, gone.
Yeah. It was the interesting thing about that is they took his body out in the desert, and it was so far out that they figured it never would be found, and it turned out that they actually buried his body in a shallow grave at Spanish Trail. So, you know, it was like right in town now.
Wow. All right, let's take a break. More with Jeff Silva when we come back.
Looking for help saving energy and money? Soon, new options from NV Energy will help you do both. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, Enterprises.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Jeff Silver. You know, it's interesting because people often look back fondly, because they were in law enforcement, at the mob days. But the truth of the matter is that the mob never had the money that the corporations have today. They couldn't build the kind of facilities that are being built in Las Vegas today.
To the contrary to what we have today, the mob was very limited to the resources that they had. Like the Teamsters Pension Fund, Southeast Southwest was the major funder of the new casinos or the remodeling of other casinos. There is one Las Vegas pioneer that did provide some funding for the casino industry, and that's Perry Thomas from Valley Bank. Without him, many of the properties that you see today would not have been built. He's a real hero in terms of building up the infrastructure of Las Vegas.
And Steve Wynn especially owes a great debt to him.
Well, Steve Wynn especially too. The thing about Steve Wynn is the fact that he was so courageous in putting his thoughts together and putting his money behind it. He was the first individual that really was attracted to the junk bond era, Michael Milken and so on, and was able to raise money through the use of that funding mechanism. And took a lot of chances that other people weren't willing to take. So he has been the bright light in terms of the innovator of Las Vegas for all these years.
Does it concern you that he doesn't want to build in Las Vegas at this point in time?
Well, it could be. It doesn't concern me that he specifically won't build, because there are other people who are willing to take up the cudgel and build. The Genting people who are building this massive casino that's supposed to break ground in the next few months. There are others who are adding to their properties. Properties are changing hands and people are spending money on renovations. Even MGM is building a lot in terms of the arenas and the entertainment. What we're really seeing is a sea change in the attitudes of why people come to Las Vegas, the move toward entertainment as opposed to gambling. Gambling is such a smaller part of why people come here now. It's almost to the point where you're looking at Las Vegas as being the entertainment capital of the world, the moniker that people used to have for it when gaming was really the prevalent part of the industry.
And a good example of that is this past weekend, the Electric Daisy Carnival. Hundreds of thousands of people attending the Speedway for this giant music festival. As I was leaving my hotel this morning, some kids were coming back at 6 a.m. from the concert, and they were talking to me in the elevator, and they said, you know, it's just like Woodstock. Yeah, they were way too young to have known what Woodstock was, but it was an experience.
I don't know how I missed it this year. I guess I missed it last year, too.
You and me both.
But I have to credit an organization that I am affiliated with, Las Vegas Events, for focusing on bringing in special activities here. Rock and Reel, that was here. Life is Beautiful. Other events, the National Finals Rodeo. This is an event town, and I think that the more that we do that, the more successful Las Vegas will become in terms of the national marketplace.
I agree with you. I couldn't agree with you more. And it's going to be interesting to see as we develop more and more international business coming into Las Vegas, because those people have more money to spend. They stay longer. I think it's a win-win.
Yeah, I agree. I think that everything is really geared toward getting the entertainment and the social dollars. I mean, this last legislative session allowed for slot machines to be using hybrid elements of skill. This is something that is unheard of in the past, but we realize that all of the millennials, the X and Gen Y, and so on. These are all people who are on social networks playing social games, and there has to be a way to drag those people into Las Vegas and make them feel like they're having an entertainment experience and socializing with their friends.
Well, you know, what's funny is that if you are in Korea, for example, there are tens of thousands of people watching people playing these games online. So my only surprise really is it's taken this long.
I wrote an article about that for the Dickinson Wright newsletter a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, Dickinson Wright is a firm that has offices all over the country and in Canada. And they're very interested in following this entertainment law experience because they understand that people are interested in that social content now. And, you know, what you spoke of is what I highlighted in the article, 40,000 people in a stadium in Korea watching people play video games. Unheard of for me, but for them, it's their life.
Well, you know, it's funny. I suggested to folks in Northern Nevada that they should just bring in a whole bunch of consoles, you know, maybe 1,000 consoles, and have people competing, you know, probably a decade ago. But it kind of fell on deaf ears. I guess I was a little ahead of my time. But
well, we're all ahead of our time in one way or the other. It's the question of whether or not we can cash in on that in some fashion by coming up with the latest invention.
Yeah, when the internet came out, I thought that was a good idea too.
Me too.
I want to ask you a quick question. We've got less than a minute here. What do you make of the Caesars bankruptcy, and how long is this going to take to really work its way through the mill?
The only thing I can say about it is it's really unfortunate. There were people that had a lot of expectations that had lent money to the company. The debt that they had was just crushing in terms of their overall activities. And when the cash flows were reduced and the end game wasn't present anymore, the end game being selling the properties at the end of a certain number of years after depreciation had been taken, that wasn't available to them. It's a real problem, and it's going to go on for many, many more months, possibly years.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you look at the Station Casinos bankruptcy, that was simple by comparison.
Yes, this is very complex, and the lawyers, I think I was talking to Jan Jones Blackhurst, and she was telling me that there were 73 lawyers in a room in a courthouse in Chicago for a bankruptcy hearing on Caesars, and just the amount of money that's being spent on that for legal fees is just, you know, amazing.
To say the least. Thank you so much for being here. Will you come back?
I will.
Okay, pleasure to have you on the program. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Now more than ever, Fiat of Reno has even more ways to make buying a Fiat a no-brainer. For starters, how about a new Fiat Pop for just $13,995? That's our lowest price for a 2015 Fiat Pop with front-wheel drive and gets up to 40 miles per gallon highway. Or how about saving up to $5,000 off a new Fiat 500L? That's right, $5,000. And if that's not enough, we're also offering 0% APR for 60 months on all models. Take it from me, if you test drive a Fiat, you'll buy a Fiat.
Ah, the dog days of summer. Time to celebrate with your mates. Grill a few dogs. Hot dogs. Bacon, burgers.
Lampers, discounters, 4th of July sale in soon.
The cloud reminds me.
The Tempur-Pedic Cloud Collection.
That's it.
Now with 48 months interest-free financing.
Free financing.
Or get a queen-size Sealy gel memory foam mattress for just $397.
That's a ringer of a deal.
Mattress discounters, 4th of July sale and soon.
Mattress discounters.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Larry Mathias is here, former head of the Nevada State Medical Association. Warren Hardy, principal with the Hardy Consulting Group, former state senator. And Kyle Roerink, political reporter for Las Vegas Sun. So a great story in this morning's RJ, which I had not really thought about, which is what happens if the Supreme Court blows out Obamacare?
Well, they're not going to be blowing out Obamacare, whatever they do. They're being asked an important question, though, and one that that when the bill was being written was talked about, and that is everyone who was involved in the drafting of the legislation knew that the premium insurance costs for all these individuals, especially those who were not uninsured, were going to be more than those people could pay. So there had to be some mechanism for those that didn't go into Medicaid, which was a big chunk of the people now covered by the Patient Protection Act. They created a subsidy system. And the subsidy system was to go to everybody who went on through one of the exchanges to buy insurance, met those rules, as long as they were going to exchanges that were run by the states. And the law the law made that clear, that the subsidies would go actually not to the individuals, but to the insurance companies that they chose to buy their insurance from. And the challenge is that really subsidies have been going to everybody, with 34 states not having their own exchanges. The federal exchange became the default for many people. And technically what the law says is that those people's premium costs can't be subsidized by the federal government. So the Supreme Court has got the choice. Do they read the law as it is written, in which case there's going to be a lot of disruption in the coverage system? Do they say, well, probably this isn't what they meant? I mean, to create this kind of chaos, and after all, the Supreme Court does read the morning newspapers. They're probably concerned about that as well. But it goes to the heart of a private insurance system. How do individuals who are mandated to buy insurance pay for it if they can't afford it?
Okay, but here's the thing. If the court does strike this portion down, you know, what does Governor Sandoval do? At this point in time, governors across the country have not said this is where we're going to take our position.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's difficult, but I think when we went into this, we knew there were going to be these kinds of questions and challenges. And anytime you do such a significant, massive policy shift like that, there are going to be unintended consequences, and it's going to have to work itself out.
And it's playing itself out in the presidential race because none of the Republican candidates want to touch it.
Yeah, well, and none of the Democrats wanted to touch it in the last election cycle, too. But I think the most interesting thing about this is where Nevada will stand, because we are on a hybrid model. So are we a state-based exchange? Are we a federal exchange? I think the courts will ultimately have to decide on that, and that's what I'm waiting for.
It's going to be an interesting summer. You've been dealing with energy issues for the last several months here. This whole battle between NV Energy, Switch, the casinos, net metering. Where are we sitting right now?
Where are we sitting right now? It's quiet for the moment, but I don't expect that to last for long. Last week, Switch signaled that it may take legal action against the PUC. It made a request for all types of documents between the PUC, between NV Energy, between the Consumer Protection Bureau, and that move followed the PUC's denial of Switch's exit application. And so besides Switch not being able to leave, you also have the casinos saying, you know, we're in this now too, and you know, it's providing them with uncertainty as well.
And Wynn Resorts going after NV Energy in terms of their profits.
Absolutely. I was surprised to see, Dan Maddox get up there and kind of take a shot at the utility, but that's the way it's going to be. I think this is going to be a knives-out battle, Sam.
How do you think it's going to play out?
Well, I mean, the legislature's got to weigh in on this at this point. The legislature's sort of been nibbling around the edges
for a couple
of sessions.
But didn't they just shunt it aside and say, PUC, take care of it?
They always do, but the PUC historically is reluctant to make major policy decisions. They want the legislature to tell them what to do. We've got to make a decision. I represent a solar client last two sessions. I didn't this session, but the legislature's got to make some policy decisions on what we want to do with solar energy, what we want to do with net metering, what we want to do in terms of that whole market. And it's time for the legislature to check in on that.
Larry?
It was time for the legislature to check in on it 25 years ago, but...
Senator Townsend tried.
He tried. I think we've been kicking the oil can down the road so many times that we're just not ready to deal with it. But we're going to be seeing, I think, as ratepayers, we're going to be seeing rates going up out of all of this fight. Got to pay for the lawyers, to say nothing about what happens when so many people go off of that system.
Do you think that it's going to take 2 years before we get this resolved?
I think it's going to happen within the next 6 to 8 months or so. I think you're going to see Switch, the casinos, the utility, all the bureaucrats sit down in a room and hash something out. I don't foresee a special session or something like that being called.
Yeah, that would be pretty extraordinary. And does Senator Reid play into this as well?
Well, Senator Reid plays into a lot of these things, and you just don't know what he's doing behind the scenes and how his announced retirement impacts that. But certainly we know where he stands on the issue, and I'm certain he's going to be a part of the discussion.
And that's where we have to leave it. Gentlemen, thank you all very much. We appreciate it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
This is the ticket that gets you into the game, that gets you into an unforgettable world of food and fun and family and friends. This is Ace Ball. This is everything memories are made of. For tickets, visit RenoAces.com, where memories start at just $8.
The Marshall Realty Difference. Everyone's asking us what we do and why we're different. And these are great questions. One, we have a team of 15 that are fully dedicated to your success. Two, we simply invest more money than anyone in marketing your home everywhere. Three, and most importantly, our proven marketing system to sell your home is very effective. This is why so many homeowners choose us to sell their home. Call today to experience the Marshall Realty Difference.
You wouldn't go to Whispering Vine to whine.
I've had such a bad day.
So why on earth would you take gold, silver, or rare coins to anyone other than the professionals at Northern Nevada Coin? With stores in Reno, Carson City, and Minden, they pay the most for your unwanted gold jewelry, gold or silver bullion, or collection of rare coins. For the best in wine, go to Whispering Vine. And for all your rare coin and gold needs, go to Northern Nevada Coin.
Wow, that's great.
Now that's the kind of wine we like.
Summer is about to heat up at Lithia Reno Subaru, where you always get $3,000 minimum for any trade that drives. Or take 0% APR financing available on all new 2015 models. Lease a new 2015 Subaru Impreza 2.0i for only $159 a month. Or lease the new 2015 Subaru Forester 2.5i just $189 a month. Help us fight hunger with the Food Bank of Northern Nevada. And visit FBNN.org for more information. Or visit us at Lithia Reno Subaru on Kitski at Grove.
This is the game that thrills the crowd, that creates the energy, that fuels the fun that you and your team will never forget. This is Ace Ball. This is everything memories are made of. For tickets, visit RenoAces.com, where memories start at just $8.
Among the guests coming up next week on Nevada Newsmakers, Carol Velardo, Howard Stutz, and Rory Reed. We'll see you on the next broadcast.